We're with City Attorney Carl Martinick, and Carl's going to explain the what the city approved on the agenda item known as a City Engineer Selection Committee Final Report. I know there was a little bit of confusion on this last Tuesday, so Carl, can you clarify exactly what the city did approve on a 3-2 vote?
Sure, Steve. When the city undertakes an infrastructure project, we're often eligible for state and federal funds. For example, if we're constructing a water project, we typically eligible for funds from the State Water Commission. In order to get cost share for the engineering piece of those projects, we have to go through an RFQ process or a request for qualifications process in order to select our city engineer. That's the process that the city undertook, honestly, several months ago now, and it sort of came to a head last week. But in the end, what happened is we sent out the request for qualifications. Three firms submitted qualification statements, or the committee interviewed all three firms. Committee consisted of the mayor, four commissioners, city administrator, and two other city employees. I recused myself due to a conflict of interest, but those eight people interviewed the three engineering firms. They asked the same questions to all the firms. They filled out scoring sheets. Once the scoring sheets were complete, they were tallied. The top score is considered the first priority. Second high score is second priority, and so on. So under state law, in order to complete the RFQ process, the commission has to vote on a final report of the committee. So the committee writes a report stating what their process was, who the high priority firm is. The commission reviews that, and then they vote on whether or not that report is fair and accurate. So that's where we ended up last week, and it was a 3-2 vote in the end, but it did pass.
And then what are the three firms again? We know KLJ and Moore Engineering. What's the third firm?
Actually, KLJ and Moore Engineering submitted a joint proposal, so they are considered one firm. The second priority firm is Highlight Engineers, and the third priority firm is Bolton and Mank out of Fargo.
And where was Highlight?
They do have an office in Valley City. I believe their headquarters is in Bozeman, Montana.
I understand what you said about the final report. Is hiring a city engineer, you know, you were hiring like months ago, you were interviewing like actual individuals to be a city engineer and a sitting building inspector.
Correct.
Is that separate when you hire an individual as opposed to these three firms or these four firms that have submitted a proposal?
Sure. This is an alternative plan. So the original idea was that we would try to hire an engineer in-house that could also do some of the responsibilities that our outgoing building inspector had done, like the permitting, building inspection, planning and zoning administration. So that process didn't really work out the way we had planned. So this is plan B, which is essentially to stay with a contracted engineering firm. So we'd have somebody under contract to be the city engineer moving forward. We did in our proposal request firms that would also be able to contract to do the building inspection, permitting and planning and zoning. So that would be the next step for us is when we're negotiating with KLJ and Moore, the joint team, to determine what services they're able to provide, what fees they will charge for those services, and determine if that's the right fit going forward. If not, then like City Administrator Crawford indicated, we would move to the second priority firm after that.
Did you feel it was a conflict of interest, or there's some argument out there in the community that believes a conflict of interest to have the same firm be your city engineer and to also doing requests for proposal or bids or do projects?
What I can say is that it's fairly common in North Dakota with smaller communities. Every city doesn't have an engineering firm located in their city. So across the state, it's fairly common for a firm to contract to be city engineer and then also end up doing projects. And KLJ has done that for years for the city. I think there's an inherent conflict of interest in that, but engineers and engineering firms are bound by a code of ethics, which protects the city. The idea was is that having an in-house engineer or having an engineering firm that would not accept projects to just have an extra layer of oversight over the firms that are doing projects for the city. But the relationship that we've had with KLJ, at least to my understanding for many years, has been positive. And like I said, they've been the contracted city engineer, and they have also bid out projects for the city. So is it against the law? No. Is there some conflict of interest there? I suppose, but there's ways to get around that, to make sure that they're doing everything they need to be doing.
And my final question is this, Carl, what does the city do next? It looks like they're on hold. They're still trying to, make a decision as to what direction with what firm that they're going to go. So we might hear more at upcoming city commission meetings.
Right. There's going to be negotiations ongoing. And if the city does enter into a contract or a proposed contract with KLJ and Moore, that would go in front of the city commission. But until then, there's probably not going to be a lot coming out of the city on this particular issue. We have to make a good faith effort under state law to negotiate and enter into a contract with the high priority firm, and that's what we'll do.
Nothing's been finalized, but stay tuned.
Correct.
All right. There's city attorney and HR director Carl Martinick, the city of Valley City, our guest on Our Voice of the Valley.